We can forget all our troubles, forget all our cares. So go downtown, things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more, downtown. Everything's waiting for you.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. More severe weather descends on the Midwest. A suspected tornado just blew through the greater St. Louis area. This woman is in nearby Clayton.
The sky got dark and my ears popped so bad. It was when my head felt like it was going to explode that I ran down to the basement of my building. It was very dark. It got very dark and very loud.
KMOX meteorologist Dave Murray.
It's not done yet, but as far as Metro St. Louis is concerned, I think we're starting to ease a little bit. Still going to rain for a while. Still going to have some thunder and lightning associated with this thing. Could even have a little pea-sized hail.
138 million Americans are right now under the threat of severe storms, including parts of the mid-Mississippi, Tennessee, and Ohio valleys. There could be isolated flash flooding in parts of New England. One inmate has been captured, but 10 are still on the run in Louisiana after they broke out of a jail in New Orleans. Sheriff Susan Hudson.
It's almost impossible, not completely, but almost impossible for anybody to get out of this facility without help from the outside.
The U.S. Supreme Court today denied a request from the Trump administration to deport a group of Venezuelans to El Salvador under a wartime act. Meantime, a hearing was held over the man who was mistakenly deported there.
Attorneys for Kilmer Abrego Garcia charged the Trump administration officials haven't said what steps they've taken or not taken to comply with the judge's order to expedite his return. A Justice Department attorney says the government is properly invoking a state's secrets privilege and has cooperated on evidence discovery. The judges rejected the argument, saying they haven't put forth a good faith effort. The depositions of administration officials have resulted in goose eggs, meaning a bunch of I don't knows, resulting in no new information. Peter King, CBS News.
R&B singer Cassie Ventura returned to the witness stand in her ex-boyfriend Sean Diddy Combs' trial today. She says he abused her. He denies that. Combs has pleaded not guilty to sex trafficking and other charges. U.S. House Republicans today failed to push President Trump's big package of tax breaks and spending cuts through the budget committee. CBS's Nicole Killian explains.
Five Republicans joined Democrats to defeat President Trump's so-called big, beautiful bill in the House Budget Committee. The measure was jettisoned by several conservatives who want deeper spending cuts and reforms in the GOP mega bill. They're pushing for work requirements for Medicaid recipients to be phased in sooner, and they want rollbacks in green energy tax credits.
Democrats worry millions of Americans will lose health care under cuts to Medicaid. On Wall Street, the Dow ended up. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Severe storms left 6,000 without power in Racine and Kenosha counties last night at the peak. Power lines were reported down in the city of Racine and Kenosha, with trees and limbs down everywhere. Hail was reported throughout the region, and a tornado hit in Mayville and Dodge County. Six more tornadoes were reported across the state. More than 1,300 students from nine Racine County schools will come together tomorrow night. It's the 72nd annual Racine Rotary Post Prom, again being held at the Racine County Fairgrounds. The motorcade arrivals start at 6, and it will be again broadcast live on TV, Channel 24. This afternoon, three peregrine falcon chicks will be banded at the Racine County Courthouse. They recently hatched on top of the courthouse, and the banding is part of an annual conservation effort. The identification process helps protect and monitor the falcon population. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers host the Minnesota Twins at AmFam Field. The team announcing they'll celebrate their 25th season with their dome ballpark on July 25th with appearances from players like Ben Sheets, Prince Fielder, and Corey Hart. The crew has recalled Tobias Myers after placing pitcher Jose Quintana on the 15-day IL with a shoulder injury. Former Brewers third baseman Vinny Capra has been claimed by the White Sox. In Green Bay, I asked Packers defensive coach Sean Dugan about former Cardinals and Giants linebacker Isaiah Simmons, added in free agency.
Right now, I see a really hungry player. He's a very eager player right now, and he's extremely athletic. His versatility is going to be something that's pretty special. I don't think you see a lot of 6'4 guys that are 240 pounds that can run a 4'3. But I see a guy who, just like everybody, he's putting his head down and he's working. He's trying to learn the defense. He's learning the way we do things here. I'm excited about him.
That's Packers linebacker coach Sean Dugan. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, some showers, even a few thunderstorms and breezy, lows in the low 50s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, still an early shower and breezy, highs in the mid-60s. Partly sunny and mid to upper 50s Sunday, currently at 75 degrees.
It's time for Kurt Vohman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1961.
Welcome to the WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs, one great year. Today, we feature the class of 1961. Ah, 1961. Let's start with the headlines. A young John F. Kennedy became the 35th president of the United States. Yes, back when politicians didn't tweet, they just looked good on black and white TV. JFK's famous challenge to America, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. Inspiring words and not a single emoji in sight. On the radio, it was Chubby Checker. Let's twist again. On WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1961.
1961, it's Chubby Checker and Let's Twist Again on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1961. In 1961, space was the new frontier. In April, Yuri Gagarin became the first human in space, a Soviet cosmonaut orbiting the Earth while most people were still figuring out color TV. Not to be outdone, the U.S. sent Alan Shepard on a 15-minute space hop in May. 15 minutes, that's barely enough time for a Starbucks drive-thru today. On the radio, it was Dion and Runaround Sue on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1961.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. From a runaround sewer, yeah. My miss lips and a smile on her face, the touch of her hand and this girl's warm embrace. So if you don't wanna cry like I do, I keep away from a runaround sewer. Keep away from a runaround sewer, pay that off. Yeah, keep away from this girl. I know what you'll do. Keep away from Sue. She likes to travel around, yeah. She loves you and she'll put you down. Now people let me put you wise. She goes out with other guys.
From 1961, it's Dion and Runaround Sue on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1961. In 1961 in the NFL, the Green Bay Packers under coaching legend Vince Lombardi won the championship. Fun fact, in 1961, quarterbacks called plays in the huddle. Today, coaches send them through a headset, or worse, an app. On the radio, we were listening to Ricky Nelson and Travelin' Man on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1961.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world. Pretty senorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. If you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
sweet Fräulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Is going to wrap up today's WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1961. Listen every weekday afternoon after the 5 p.m. news for another 5 o'clock class reunion.
Today's WRJN big deal of the day, Warren Eye Care in Racine. Worried about the cost of eye care without insurance? Warren Eye Care makes it easier to get the vision care you need. Dr. Warren uses advanced technology to provide efficient, high-quality eye exams, glasses, and contact lens services, all in about 30 minutes for most appointments. Today, you can make your visit even more affordable. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $9. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Located right on the scenic riverfront, the Chart Room is Racine's go-to spot for great food, cold drinks, and unbeatable vibes. Known for their famous Chart Room chicken, this hot spot also has live entertainment on Saturdays from 7:30 to 10:30. Fun doesn't stop there. Just a short walk, head to Bridge Tender Tavern for Friday karaoke at 8 p.m. and sing your heart out. Whether you're here for the food or music, enjoy it all while watching boats glide by and the sun set from the comfort of their patios. Cheers to good times by the water.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Ready to score epic deals and one-of-a-kind finds? Head to Infinite Dream Deals, Racine's new bin store at 2301 South Green Bay Road in the High Ridge Center. New treasures hit the bins every day. Fridays, everything's just $10. Plus, raffle drawings all day long. Win prizes so big, you might leave with a brand new TV. From brand name gadgets to furniture items, the hunt is half the fun. Get in, dig deep. Discover your deal at Infinite Dream Deals, where your next treasure is just a bin away. Stop by 2301 South Green Bay Road in Racine.
The Racine Raiders travel to Ohio on Saturday to take on the Flag City Phantoms. Join other Racine Raiders fans for the official viewing party at Angry Brothers Pub and Grill on Highway 20 in Mount Pleasant. Cheer together as the Raiders continue their quest for their 12th national title. That's Saturday, May 17th at 6 p.m. at Angry Brothers Pub and Grill.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Thank you.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. If you're a dog owner, make note of this. A puppy in the UK had to undergo emergency surgery after eating a bunch of refrigerator magnets that were placed low enough for him to get.
When you make me cry, you say you're gonna leave. You know it's
to lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Have you signed up yet to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter? You can do that at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week, highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts, profiles some local businesses, and has tips on marketing and advertising, too. Sign up for free at WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Severe storms left 6,000 without power in Racine and Kenosha counties last night at the peak. Power lines were reported down in the city of Racine and Kenosha, with trees and limbs down everywhere. Hail was reported throughout the region, and a tornado hit in Mayville and Dodge County. Six more tornadoes were reported across the state. The National Weather Service is on the ground today surveying storm damage and confirming tornado tracks. The Racine County Fairgrounds turns into Prom Central tomorrow night. The venue in Union Grove will host over 1,300 students from nine schools for the 72nd annual Racine Rotary Post Prom. The event arrivals will be broadcast live starting at 6 o'clock. You can watch it on TV Channel 24. Read all about when each school will arrive and more about the history of the event online. Check out more at WRJN.com or RacineCountyEye.com. Legendary filmmakers have long been connected to Racine and Kenosha, with Frederick March and Orson Welles examples. There's now talk of reviving filmmaking in the state. Lisa Hale has more.
State lawmakers have introduced another piece of legislation seeking to establish a dedicated film office and attract more film production companies to Wisconsin. The bill, similar to a measure included by Governor Tony Evers in his proposed biennial budget, calls for tax credits for production costs and staff wages. The governor's proposal calls for a 25% tax credit, while the bipartisan legislation calls for a 30% tax credit. Both proposals would have a cap of $10 million for tax credits. Wisconsin is one of only four states without a film office.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, some showers, even a few thunderstorms and breezy, lows in the low 50s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, still an early shower and breezy, highs in the mid 60s. Partly sunny and mid to upper 50s Sunday. Right now it's 73.
Mary Hill used to hang out in Cherry Hill Park. The game she played lasted all day to way after dark. All the girls, they criticized her, but all the guys just idolized her, 'cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark. Cherry Hill Park. Mary Hill loved to
the guys got eager eyes watching Mary go round. In the daytime, Mary Hill was a teaser. Come the night, she was such a pleaser. Oh, Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark. In Cherry Hill Park. Said, come on, honey, and she said, okay. She went away to play a one-man game, and since that day, it ain't been the same. 'Cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, if you're planning on heading to the movies this weekend, you might want to check in with Brent Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. He's here to tell us about all the new movies opening up. Brent?
Well, the first one is Hurry Up Tomorrow, an R-rated musical thriller being released by Lionsgate, starring the artist The Weeknd and Jenna Ortega. This is about an insomniac musician who encounters a mysterious stranger that leads him onto an odyssey filled with mystery that begins to unravel the core of his existence. The next movie is also an R-rated movie. It's an R-rated horror thriller, Final Destination Bloodlines. The popular Final Destination series is back for the first time since 2011's Final Destination 5. Expect thrills and over-the-top death scenes when a college student returns to find the one person that can save her family from the horrific fate that inevitably awaits them. You can check out all these movies along with Thunderbolts, Sinners, and more. Make plans to see a movie today at your local theater.
All right, Brent, it's Brent Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Diamond ring can be dreams that are coming true, and then your heart
Thank you so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits here on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Radio Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app, or use that app to take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us or wherever you get your apps.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, where we have partnered with the Racine County Eye to bring you the largest, most experienced local news team in Racine County. You can hear the breaking news and headlines here on WRJN, then read about them in greater detail at RacineCountyEye.com. For 98 years, Racine has turned to us for local news, and now, with the Racine County Eye, we got you covered better than ever. The Racine County Eye and WRJN. WRJN has brought you local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 6, and in just a little while, it's Milwaukee Brewers baseball. Pregame at 6:35 as the Brewers take on the Twins. Thanks for being homeward bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I'll talk to you again Monday afternoon at 2. Have a great weekend.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. Severe weather pounds the Midwest, including a suspected tornado that tore through St. Louis. A worker there.
We had to run down because the windows started busting upstairs. We have no power.
138 million Americans are under the threat of severe storms, including parts of the mid-Mississippi, Tennessee, and Ohio valleys. There could be isolated flash flooding in parts of New England. This, as there's concern, America's Disaster Response Agency may not be ready for the upcoming hurricane season. CBS's Peter King explains.
A former top FEMA official tells CBS News the agency's warehouses are either empty or filled with expired storm supplies. That official says the agency won't be able to handle more than one disaster at a time, and in any event, cutbacks could mean the neediest would be hurt the most. Disabled and elderly people, for example, those in rural areas.
One inmate has been captured, but 10 are still on the run in Louisiana after they broke out of a jail in New Orleans. Sheriff Susan Hudson.
We do acknowledge there is no way people can get out of this facility without there being some type of lapse in security. There's no way.
The U.S. Supreme Court has denied a request from the Trump administration to deport a group of Venezuelans under an 18th century law. They can be deported under other immigration laws. CBS's Scott McFarlane adds.
The Supreme Court maintains its concern about due process, that there has to be a review or a period for would-be deportees to challenge their deportation.
There is word the Justice Department is considering dropping the criminal charges against Boeing for two deadly 737 MAX 8